Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, also known as the Elfrida Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited tonight because there are many sweet spirits on the line tonight. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and those of you who are just now connecting with me for joining me at this particular hour because it's very late, and I hope that all of our students are in the bed and they can listen to this on tomorrow as we have our psalmists and our bishops and our psalmsters minister unto us through song. But first of all, we're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever, who by his understanding made the heavens. His love endures forever, who spread out the earth upon the waters. His love endures forever, who made the great lights. His love endures forever, the sun to govern the day. His love endures forever, the moon and stars to govern the night. His love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Once again, I want to thank you for joining me on the Love of Jesus Ministry, also known as the Elfrida Love Show, where you are in for an exciting treat tonight because we have 15 Billboard gospel artists. But first of all, we want to take this time out to pray unto God because there are many prayer concerns and many people who need a word from God, and many people who are serving as intercessories, and many people who just need prayer, and we all need prayer. We all need a word from God, so let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, you saw fit to keep us all up until this present day as we get ready to lie down tonight, Lord. We ask that you would wake us up in the morning and help us to start back on our way, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything you've done and the things you're going to do, Lord. We thank you for the tests, the trials, and the tribulations that you have given us, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask that if there's any particular prayer concerns, whatever they are, healing, financial, career, whatever it is, Heavenly Father, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you dispense your favor, grace, and mercy, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we ask, Lord Jesus, would you begin to touch and heal those from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Heavenly Father. Would you bless each person, Heavenly Father, who's on the line right now, and those who are on their way, and those who will listen another day, Heavenly Father. Then, Heavenly Father, we ask that this ministry be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We ask that each guest who come on, Heavenly Father, would you bless them in a big, 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 big way, Heavenly Father, with the ministry of God and their gifts, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, as we go through our needs and wants, Lord, we claim the victory. We claim each thing that we said that we needed, Lord, and we claim all of our wants, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are crying right now, Heavenly Father, worried about tomorrow because tomorrow can take care of itself, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you just help us, Heavenly Father, and bless us and take care of us, Heavenly Father, and help us to do your holy will, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to build us up, Heavenly Father, and help us to be the vessels that you would have us to be, Lord. And now as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I'm so excited and delighted. Tonight is a very relaxing night. God, I want to share with you, as I'm lying in bed, getting ready to really have a great time in the ministry of God and to listen to the music and to reflect on God's goodness and how he's going to heal people and bless people and how he's going to restore and renew people. I just praise God for that. But I want to tell you and I want to encourage you that God wants us to relax. He says our lives are very hectic throughout the day, especially during the day. He says, and at night we have the opportunity to relax, but God says it should be opposite. We should relax in the daytime. Amen. He says, and then when night cometh, we should rest. Amen. And God says, throughout your labor and your toil within the daytime, whatever you do in the daytime, God says it should be stress-free. And if you're experiencing stress, God says that you may be in the wrong place, the wrong atmosphere, if you're experiencing a lot of stress on a daily basis, because that's not the will of God, to be stressed out, to be just tired all the time and just to not want to be in the atmosphere that you're in. And so God wants us to relax, learn to relax, and learn to not allow the enemy to stress us out. God says we are supposed to be happy and jubilant, and we are supposed to enjoy our time on earth. Amen? God says we're supposed to enjoy our time on earth. The nighttime is for resting. Amen? Resting and praising God. So I'm in my bed relaxing, and we're going to listen to my top 15 Billboard gospel artists. And we're going to kick it off with Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, Too Close to the Mirror. Amen. And sometimes we are too close. Then Psalmist Pamela Mann, Step Aside. Follow up by Bishop Paul S. Morton, Be Blessed. Amen. We all need a blessing. Followed by producer Kurt Franklin, Want to Be Happy. Amen. That's everyone's goal. You just want to be happy. Then we're going to hear Psalmist Erica and Tina, You Can't Give Up Now, because why? You've come too far. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Afrida Love Show and listening to Love's Top 15 Billboard Artists. Give me just a second as my technology get ready to work. Thank you so much for tuning in. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start over because my technology is messing up a little bit, but praise God, amen. We serve a good God, and we're going to try this one more time. Give me just a second, because we're going to listen to Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, amen. We might hear a commercial, but that's okay. We're going to listen to Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford first here. Let's see here. All right. Give me just a second. And here we go.
Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. Why you shower down your blessings, your blessings on me? Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Sometimes I think about the things you have done for me, how you washed away all my sins, set my spirit free. Then I look back on my life, I haven't always done right. Still your goodness and mercy follows me every day of my life. I believe I'm too low to the mirror. What do you see? While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. When I thought about giving up, you said trust. If you hold on and faint not, keep your faith in
don't see me like I am. You see me like I'm going up. So I believe I'll run on. See what the end's gonna be. Hallelujah, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see.
What you see? What you see?
While you shower down your blessings, your blessings on me.
You don't understand.
Not in vain, I've done good as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Too close to the mirror to see what you see.
What you see? What you see?
While you shower down your blessings,
your blessings
on me.
You don't understand.
Not anything I've not heard as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Too close to the mirror to see what you see.
While you shower down your blessings on me, you don't understand.
Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror. Too close to the mirror. Too close to the mirror. See what you see.
You're not.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, be blessed. In fact, just look at three people around you. Tell them, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Ah. Bishop, I was on an airplane on my way to Sydney, and the Lord began to speak to me and said, write these words as encouragement to the saints around the world.
Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever this life leads you. Let me encourage you. Let me speak life to you. You can depend on God. See you through. You can depend on me to pray for you.
Oh, somebody tonight, all of the hurt and the pain that you've gone through, God's got an answer for you tonight. You might be hurting.
You might be crying.
You might be crying.
You
might be worrying and frustrated too.
Let me encourage you.
Let me encourage you.
Let me speak
life. Let me speak life to you. You can depend on God to see you through.
Oh, 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 oh.
You can depend
on me.
To pray for you.
To pray for you.
You pray for me. and watch God change things.
How many of you believe that?
Get out. Oh,
Amen, amen, amen. I am so excited. We heard from Psalmist Eddie Root. She said, too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Amen. God sees a lot in us. Why? I told you on yesterday that God created everything. And because he created everything great. And many times some things happen, right, where that greatness become or it gets into darkness because of things that we do or things that we say. But God says that in actuality, at the end of the day, he says everything is great. Then we heard from Psalmist Tamela Mann. She says, step aside, right? She said, just trust God and step aside. And many times we need to do that because we're our own worst enemy, because we're in the way, because it's all about me and it's all about what I'm doing. But if we step aside and let God have his way, he's able to deliver and set us free. Then we heard from Bishop Paul S. Martin, that song entitled Be Blessed. He says, you can depend on God to see you through, and you can depend on me to pray for you. He says, I'll pray for you, and you pray for me. And guess what? Watch God change things. We're going to keep on praying. Amen. You can depend on God. Remember that. And you can depend on me, as in Alfreda Love, to pray for you. And we're going to keep on praying. We're praying for healing. We're praying for financial breakthroughs. We're praying for just everything, because we can depend on God, amen, to see us through. Then we heard from producer Kurt Franklin, Want to Be Happy. That's everybody's testimony. There's not one person who doesn't want to be happy. If you're tired of the same thing, tired of going through the same mess, then it's time for you to get out of the way and let God have his way. Whatever you're going through, if you're going through a struggle, a trial, a tribulation, if you're going through anything, you're going to have to move out of the way. Tamela already told us to step aside. Eddie Ruth Bradford said, we're already too close to the mirror. Then Bishop said, be blessed. Amen. Be blessed. And God's going to see you through. So just step aside and let God have his way. Amen. Then Tina and Erica came on. Mary, can't give up now. Why are you going to give up? Why are you going to throw in the towel now and you've made it this far? Why do you want to give up and throw in the towel? Why do you want to be sad and unhappy when we have a huge God who is able to deliver and set free, who's able to heal? You said you trust God. I said I trust God. We asked the question, who do you believe in? And we said my faith is in God. And since our faith is in God, that's who we need to put our trust in no matter what. Amen. No matter what. So we heard from those five. And now as we move higher and higher into the ministry of the Alfreda Love Show, we're going to hear from Pastor Charles Jenkins and the Fellowship Choir War, followed by Psalmist Yolanda Adams. She said, the battle is not yours. Whose is it then? She's going to tell us that it's the Lord's. Then we're going to hear from Psalmist Phoebe Hines, All That I Have. Amen, a beautiful song. Then we're going to hear from the Winans, Ain't No Need to Worry About What Tomorrow Is Going to Bring, Because It'll Be All Over in the Morning. Amen. Then we're going to hear from the Canton Spirituals, I'm Satisfied. Amen. And when you're satisfied in Jesus, that means you're letting the Lord have his way and you're satisfied in everything that he is doing in your life. You're listening to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, the Alfreda Love Show. Thank you so much. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love.
But I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. Control, and I've Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking. but you can't have my praise. No matter the attack, I will turn back.
Can't feel under there. In the morning. I know we go through a lot of things. About a year or so ago, I was sitting in my living room, worrying about things that I shouldn't have been. And the presence of God came while I was sitting there. I was alone, and we were preparing for a concert that day. And afterwards, we were to leave for London, England. And while I was sitting there, Lord just let me know that this world is not my home. And that things that we worry about, they're going to pass. That God has given us now. Jesus said, behold, I come that you might have life. That you might have it more abundantly. And he had a couple of disciples with him that were worried about things. And he told him, he said, you can't grow taller by worrying about it. But just to envelop us in his security, he said, is not life more than raiment? The sparrow. Not one sparrow falls from the sky. Your Father in heaven doesn't see him and know him. Don't you know you're worth more than many sparrows? So he consoled my heart and told me this. He said, make no difference how dark the night. If you trust in God, it'll be alright. Come on. In the morning. Then he told me this, he said, make no difference how long the day, God will surely make a way. Come on, in the morning. And this really got me, he said, weeping will last only for a while, but when the sun shines, you are a star. Come on.
Yes, it is.
Amen, amen, amen. As we're moving higher, it seems like this race is fast. This is a fast race. We heard from Pastor Charles Jenkins and the Fellowship War. Amen. Joy in my soul, Satan is on the trail, but I'm singing all is well. Never let anyone or never let Satan control the temperature of your attitude. Why? Because your attitude affects your what? Altitude, because God says when you're down, when you're angry, he says you cannot effectively give him praise. Amen. So that was Pastor Charles Jenkins and the Fellowship Choir. Then we heard from Psalmist Yolanda Adams. She said, the battle is not yours. Well, if the battle is not mine, then whose is it? It's the Lord's. There is no pain that Jesus cannot heal. The battle is the Lord. Then we hear from Psalmist Phoebe Hines. She's one of our newest artists on the Love Lift Jesus ministry. And she was singing, All That I Have. She said, this may not be much, but I give you all that I have. I give it all back to thee. And she said, it's because of you that I am who I am. Amen. Praise God. Then we hear from the Winans. They said, there is no need to worry about what tomorrow is going to bring. They said, it'll be all over in the morning. Amen. Joy comes in the morning. Weeping may endure in the night, they said, but joy comes in the morning. So there's no need to worry when you've given it to God. And when Yolanda said, the battle is not yours. And when Sister Phoebe says, I surrender all. I give all that I have. And the Winans are saying, there's no need to worry. But how many of you know human nature, you have that second thought. But God says, who do you believe in? Your faith shall be in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then we heard from the Cat Spirituals. They said, I'm satisfied. Amen. And when you get to the point when you allow the Lord to use you in a mighty, mighty way, you become satisfied in what the Lord has for your life. Amen. We're still praying. We're praying and we're going to for you and you keep on praying for me. Amen. Now, as we're getting ready to finish strong, we're going to hear Pastor Dorinda Clark. She says, I'm still here, and it's what? By the grace of God. Then we're going to hear from the legendary Pastor Shirley Caesar. She says, what? I feel like praising him. Amen. I'm still here, and I feel like praising him. Then we're going to hear from the late Reverend Clay Evans. Have you got good religion? Certainly, Lord, I have good religion. Then we're going to hear from the Kent Spirituals again. I'm coming, Lord. Amen. I'm coming, Lord. Then we're going to hear from the late Bishop G.E. Patterson. Yes, Lord. We are into the presence of God, and we must bring everything unto our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Am I right about that? Thank you so much for tuning in to the Afrita Love Show. This is Pastor Dorinda Clark Cole, and she's singing, I'm Still Here, and it's by the grace of God.
Grace of God. Oh, I see. day. Now let me hear you say, Jesus.
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 Beyond a shadow of a doubt
that I've been born again.
Uh-huh.
you know you've been born again. We used to sing a little song, Where I Came From. And I just want you to kind of listen to it.
If you can ask me back,
well
and good.
But we used to sing this little song down in Tennessee.
Have you got good religion? Save me, Lord.
Have you got good religion?
Save me, Lord.
I may be blind.
might not see, I cannot see. You can look for me and don't cut the roll until I get there.
I may be
crippled, I may be crippled, and I want to look for me. You can look for me and don't cut the roll until I get there. I'm coming, Lord. Talk about myself. You can look for me. You can look for me. Please look for me. You can look for me. And don't cross the road until I get there. God bless you. Amen. Before we get to this last song, and I know we have one more song, we heard from Sister Dorinda Clark. She says, I'm still here, and it's by the grace of God. Then we heard from Pastor Shirley Caesar. She said, I feel like praising him. She says, I'm going to praise him in the morning, and she said, I'm going to praise him all day long. She said, oh, I feel like praising him, and if you don't want to praise him, then don't hinder me. Don't let anyone stop and hinder your praise. Then we heard the song, Have You Got Good Religion, by the late Clay Evans. And the answer is certainly, Lord. And he asked, have you been to the pool and have you been baptized? But first of all, you're going to have to accept the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then we heard again from the Canton Spirituals, I'm coming, Lord. Amen. And the song said, look for me. Amen. Look for me. And that's what we want. We want the Lord to have us in that number. Amen. The number of praise and the number of favor and the number of glory. Amen. And now we're going to conclude with our song from our top 15 countdown with Yes, Lord. And part of coming to God is accepting what the Lord has for your life, the will of God. And as I play this song, I want you to think about coming unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, accepting the Lord into your life, because we have to have a yes in our spirit. Amen? Salvation is free, and we all need the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We all need him. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter where you came from or where you're going. You need the Lord and Savior in your life. Amen? And so as you're listening to this song, begin to thank God for answering your prayers. Begin to thank God for the good reports. Begin to thank God for the advanced blessings. Begin to thank God for the protection. Just thank God. But we have a yes, Lord, in our spirit, and you're going to have to tell the Lord yes, because he wants to do a lot of things in your life. And it's not getting your permission, but the Lord wants to make sure that you're aware of the changes that's coming in your life, that's working to the good and for the good, so that you can become closer to him. You can begin to depend on him. Amen? Amen. Thank you.
That was Bishop G.E. Patterson. Yes, Lord. And if you have a yes in your spirit, amen. If you have a yes in your spirit, you can accept everything that God has for you. Amen. This was a praise and worship type segment for the Top 15 Billboard. We want to thank and bless Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, Sister Tamala Mann, Bishop Paul S. Martin, Producer Kurt Franklin, Psalmist Erica and Tina, Pastor Charles Jenkins and the Fellowship Choir, Psalmist Yolanda Adams, Psalmist Phoebe Hines, the Winans, the Canton Spirituals, Pastor Dorinda Clark, Pastor Shirley Caesar, the late Reverend Clay Evans, the Canton Spirituals again, and the late Bishop G.E. Patterson for filling us up tonight with praise and worship. This was Love's Top 15 Billboard Artist, which comes on primarily every Tuesday. We have Love's Top 15 Billboard Artist. So be sure to tune in and come back. Amen. I'm going to have a few announcements because we have 26 minutes. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, psalmists, promoters, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please come on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. You can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can Facebook me at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can check with me on LinkedIn at ALFREDALOVE. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where the Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. Put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. Amen. Praise God. Then we want to continue to just encourage each other and uplift each other. Amen. I want you to get out your calendars real quick and go to December, God's Will, December the 18th at 6 o'clock p.m. We have the big talent show in Bellme, Texas. I want to see all of your faces there. I want you to be encouraged, and I want you to come out and support one another. We're going to have a great time. I already see it. God says success. And so if you want to be a part of this talent show, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or check with me on my business phone at 254-744-6616. I would love to see your faces at the Big Jingle Talent Show in Bellme, Texas on December the 18th, 2015. Amen. Praise God. Be sure, if you would like to connect with me on the radio, you can type in, and my computer's being slow today, but that's okay. You can type in Afrida Love Show, the AfridaLoveShow.com, AfridaLoveShow.com. Go ahead and type that in, and I will go over a few things with you. AfridaLoveShow.com, and when you type it in, what you will see is the home page, and you will see the number one gospel show in my house. Amen. The number one gospel show. We made the number one charts in my house. Amen. If you need a speaker, amen, praise God, you can click on this button and there will be a bio. Have a bio of some things that the Lord has blessed me to do, some affiliations. So please be sure to look at that bio. Amen. Amen. Then the Love Radio, amen. If you want to be connected straight to the Afrida Love Show, the Love Radio, we have several people who have joined. If you want to connect to me personally, please be sure to click on the follow button right under my picture. There's a follow button right under my picture. Be sure to click on that so that you can follow the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, and so that you will receive all of the updates whenever I have a show. You will receive all of the updates. And as I said before, my computer is being very slow today. Amen. Praise God. But you will be connected right to the ministry. Amen. Amen. And I want to take this time to thank each and every one of you who have come out to listen. There are many people who are on the line, and I have several people who are listening to the ministry as we speak. So I want to thank you so much for that as well. In addition to that, just if you go back, and my computer's been very slow today, you will see, of course, the homepage. You will see the location. You will see the venue. You will see many things that comprise of the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. But I want you to know that we have a couple of events going on. Amen. A couple events. We have the National Book Festival, which is actually this week in Houston, Texas. The Love of Jesus Ministry speaks at 3 o'clock on Saturday, so please be sure to come out. Please be sure to support the Spiritual Guide on the Go book. You will want that book, amen, when you work out. You will want that book when you're exercising, walking, when you're at work. You will want to get that book because it's a great book, and so please be sure to check it out, amen? Amen. And come by and say hello. Come by the table and say hello. I want to see your faces. I want to make some connections. You know, and let's get together and let's network. Amen? Amen. Praise God. All right. In addition to that, if you go to the Hub Pages, afrita.hubpages.com, you will see Ms. Vivica Fox, who will greet you there. I have many different topics about celebrities. I have different topics about effective presentations, politics, political science, sports, celebrities. So if you want to go to that page and read a couple of great articles, please be sure to do so. I will add more articles to that, but be sure to go and check out that page as well. So you want to check out AfritaLoveShow.com, and then you want to check out Afrita.hubpages.com. You also want to be sure that you join one of my social media sites. I'm going to put all of the sites on the Afrita Love Show. Be sure to join because I post a lot of things concerning what's going on with the ministry, the different events that we have, and all of that. So please be sure to check that out. And please be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will, as we will be praying with love and power all around the world. We will be praying. So be sure to come back for that. And it will be later on tomorrow night. Amen? Amen. And now, I just want you to know if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is Dr. Love. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love of Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah.